Hello, this is Mentor Coach Dr. Jackie Black. Our question today is, do you recommend that coaches have blogs? Is it an alternative to sending out an e-zine? A blog and an e-zine are not alternatives to each other. An e-zine is an example of something that you provide to visitors to your website, who are prospects, people who do not know you yet, and it's free. When prospects visit your website, it's essential to invite them to sign up for something so you can collect their names and email addresses and start to build your list, your database. What they often sign up for is a weekly or biweekly e-zine, a tip sheet, a several-page report of some kind, or a basic 3 or 4 lesson e-course that gives them good information and helps them understand what you do and how you can help them solve their challenges and move forward in their lives. I send visitors to my website a relationship tip sheet, a report on the state of dating, and must-have relationship pointers. A blog is less formal than an e-zine and often interactive. That is, you invite readers of your blog to post messages to you and you respond. Typically, you post to your blog several times a week and respond to your blog readers within 24 hours. A blog is an excellent opportunity to give prospects and clients a way to be in more personal contact with you. It's a way for you to become an opinion leader in your niche. So in summary, an e-zine is a good way to collect names and email addresses of website prospects. A blog is part of your marketing plan, an excellent way to communicate frequently with your niche, and a vehicle to become an opinion leader in your niche.